T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Mark Sinoris, we are back with an hour of Elliot. Less than an hour now of Elliot. 4 o'clock, Brandon Graham joins us.
BG.
Yep. And it's not going to be an interview. It's going to be a conversation. Because when we sit down with BG, it's just...
have to just let him go. He kind of leads the way.
He's having a really good camp so far, too.
Yeah.
Like he looks really healthy out there. I think he got a sack today, or at least as close as you can get. In practice to a sack. So he's looked really good.
Yeah, he's you'll hear that coming up before. He's talking about like he knows that it, like the 13th year, and this is going to be more of a rotation than he's probably been used to as far as the defensive ends, but it probably benefits him.
Yeah.
And he slimmed down. He was talking about his diet. So so I think Brandon's going to have a good year. I do. And they're going to need them. They're going to need the ends. They're going to need the defense. They're going to need their edge rushers to get to the quarterback.
I mean, as much as, look, this season is in some ways all about Jalen. It's about how much he can improve. The defensive line and pass rush has to improve, too. Like, part of the reason they struggled last year on defense against the good quarterbacks is because they got no pressure. And as much as we like to debate Gannon, it's really hard to be a good defensive coordinator if you have no pressure from your front four organically. So he definitely has to, obviously coming off an injury, but the whole line has to be better.
Yeah, and I think not having him out there sort of certainly had an impact on Fletcher last year. That's like his security blanket being out there with BG. He's been out there with him his entire career. They sort of keep each other in line, keep each other motivated. BG not being out there was big. I mean, he's big, not having him in that locker room. He tried to be around as much as he could and be a leader as best he can. But when you're injured and you're not out there in the fire, it's just hard to do. And so I think not being able to look to his left or right and see Brandon out there in the field when things were flying out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think Fletcher played with a little less enthusiasm than we're accustomed to watching him play. I think that'll be back this year. And BG is the type of player, he has that infectious personality that he just rubs off on everyone else. So having him out there, I think, reinserts sort of that dog mentality being out there. Because I think that's what BG has. BG is sort of a overachiever, hard worker, never's going to take plays off. That's just him. That's just how he goes. So
and it rubs off on the rest
of the guys.
Yeah,
I think it rubs off on the rest of the players. I really do. I think it does, especially on that front four.
Agreed. All right, Jalen Reagor. I mean, a lot of talk this preseason was, is he even going to make the team? Are they going to try to trade him? He had a good day at camp today, Elliot.
Yeah, I think he's actually improved as camp has gone on. He had 2 touchdowns the first day at camp, so he did kind of get off to a good start. But running with the second team the majority of camp so far, days 2 and 3, I didn't think were as strong for him. Had a few passes that went his way. I don't know if they were drops, but, you know, the ball kind of like bounced up and it just really wasn't working throwing the ball at him. But the last 2 days, I think he has improved. Today he had really the most probably impressive touchdown of camp so far. It was a 50 or 60 yard deep touchdown over good coverage. It was a good throw from Jalen. And right now, I think where Reagor is at, he is the top backup receiver. Like, they're going to go with their top 4, with Pascal being the 4th, then obviously A.J. Quez and Devontae as the top 3. But I think if one of them goes down, like, they're going to put Reagor out there. And I think as camp has gone on, he's improved more. And I think, I know fans kind of have a love-hate relationship with him, mostly hate, maybe I should say. But I do think he's improved as camp has gone on.
Yeah, he's a wild card. I don't know where he's going to fit. I think he can determine that with his practice habits, with his dedication to the game, with his dedication to his craft, at getting better, learning how to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your third year, having more of a leadership mentality, even if you're not necessarily a vocal leader. Lead by example. That's what they're looking for out of you, dude. They drafted you in the first round. They shouldn't trade him. Injuries happen all the time. He is a talent. If he's here, he's been here 3 years in your system. Something happens to one of these other guys, at least you have him available to go versus Greg Ward or somebody else who is Brent Covey or John Hightower and all
Devin
that
Allen.
Nonsense. Yeah, I don't need that. You know, so if Jalen Reagor is going to fight for his NFL career, it may bring something out of him.
Yeah.
You're never going to get him being better than Justin Jefferson. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
But if he could be of some type of service to you while he's still here – now, if somebody wants to give you a high draft pick for him, Dallas Cowboys, who just lost another wide out, if they want to give you a high pick for him, then okay, go ahead and jump on it. But other than that, I wouldn't be looking to get rid of Jalen Reagor. He's no worse than my fifth best receiver. He's on this team one way or the other. As a kick returner, punt returner, fourth wide receiver, I don't care what it is. I don't have anything invested in Zach Pascal. Yeah, nice guy that Nick knew in Indianapolis.
Right.
Jalen Rager's younger.
Yeah.
And with more upside. So he should be the fourth wide receiver.
And I think if you want
serves the Eagles better that Reagor is giving you something than Zach Pascal.
If you want to talk yourself into Reagor, it starts with, I think some of his flaws or issues early on in his career are somewhat self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe he is like that dynamic after the catch guy the Eagles mm-hmm. thought he was going to be. I don't think he has that speed. But I do think a lot of his issues are like lazy route running,
yep.
right? Those type of things. And I do think coming into this, you saw it with Aguilar in his third year. Now, Aguilar was better than Reagor. Like, he was faster. He was a better route runner.
Way better route
right?
runner,
yeah,
for
way
sure.
better route runner,
yeah.
right? So I think Rager's starting from further down than Aguilar was. But, I mean, you can speak to this as a player, but, like, there's a certain point in every player's career where it's make or break time.
You I'm know, telling
like,
you, that third
you
year,
gotta
man.
You got to decide whether or not yeah. you're going to make it or whether yep. you're not. And Reagor is in there. And I do think, actually, having him run with the second team was a good call by the Eagles. Now, depth chart-wise, he was going to be there. But I think it's good for him to see, like,
yes.
look, I'm not going to be force-fed
yes.
the ball anymore. I'm not going
to make him fight for it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think you've seen that from him.
I tell you what, that third year for Nelson, Super Bowl year, saved his career.
Yeah. Yeah. It made him a ton of money, too,
yes.
for what it's worth.
Saved like, his yeah. career.
Yeah.
It just did. It saved – because he at least showed he could be relied upon.
Teams
that
are willing
season.
To – the Raiders
yeah,
are willing
the
to
Raiders
give him a
paid
bit.
Him. Yeah. Indy, I mean, New England paid
yeah.
him. So
yeah.
it's – and it all came off of that year, basically, what he did in that season.
Yeah, now Aguilar –
because he was terrible the next year.
Yeah, well, Aguilar is better and got more chances than Reagor will. Aguilar was still like – you know, what, the number two receiver that year, number three?
So
Reagor has some more to go.
Yeah, but Ellie, going into that year, all the talk was cut him, get rid of him. We don't love him. He sucks. Same
yep.
thing people are saying about Reagor right now. And if he shows something, whether it's
that's what I say, he may save his career.
He'll get another contract
yes,
or two for
he's
sure.
He's young enough.
All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We ask people if we're making too much of practice. We talk about practice, not the game, Elliot. We talk about practice.
An incredibly important part.
75% say we are overreacting to the Eagles' struggles in camp.
Yeah, something tells me if Hurts was having an outstanding first 5 days,
we
I don't think there would be any overreacting. It would be he's ready, he's going to make the leap, this is why they add that talent. So can't have it both ways.
All right, let's go to Black Gritty.
True.
From blackgritty.com. Black Gritty, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Black Gritty.
What's up, BG?
Man, I'm just out here listening to Mike and thinking to myself, can we just trade 6 first-round draft picks for Herbert and see if it makes him happy? Like, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, even after that, but, well, we did give up 6 first rounds. I mean, the next decade is for us. Like, I mean, at some point, you got to ride with your team. Like, I'm starting to think this dude's a Cowboys fan. Anyway.
Oh, you're talking about Mad Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about Mad Mike. I got you now. Okay.
I'm like, at some point, we got, like, something about that. I'm got to hold off complaining until I see something to complain about, you know? And I woke up this morning, and I'm looking around the league, and I'm like, let's practice. I'm like, people dropping like flies, key players breaking feet, people missing linemen. And I'm like, now see?
This is why the Eagles do what they do.
This is why they don't practice, right?
And then I got somebody like Reagor who can have all the practice in the world. He's still going to be how he is if he's lazy running his routes and he ain't really hyping himself up, and he don't stay on social media, what he need to do is just cut off the internet and go to work.
Really?
And everything will work out for him. But he, yesterday I heard, one day at a time, one day at a time. Y'all talking about great interview. All I heard was day by day. That's the only thing I remember. Day by day, a horrible a Homer Kobe Bryant take.
Ike was in on him after that. Ike left the interview. Like, all right, I'm back.
He's good. I'm back in.
Yeah, he's back in on Hurts now.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Oh, we lost BG.
We lost BG.
Oh, you know what? That was on me. I got excited to play, and now I'm awake, and I accidentally dropped him down and turned him off.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. Donovan Chesspat.
That was on Jack, BG.
Donovan Chesspat.
Not me. But we do have a trade by the Phillies, I agree.
Breaking news.
Let's go to Jack Fritz.
Get excited. The Phillies have traded for a center fielder from the Los Angeles Angels. Brandon Marsh. Mm. Not Mike Trout. And apparently,
<Not Mike Trout.
laughs> Logan Ohapi is going to be in the deal for him, who was deemed as untouchable.
No, hold on a second.
Don't trade Logan Ohapi.
That was my top take going into
He's their top position prospect.
Oh man, how can we do that?
Yes.
Hold on, Jack.
Yeah, because Dombrowski knows.
According to Matt Gelb.
No, I know, but... Yes. All right, so Brandon Marsh is 24 years old.
Oh, well, that's all I need to know. I was just looking up his age.
He's a former second-round draft pick.
Yep.
He hasn't shown a great bat in the minors. You know, like, he's a major league player for sure. I guess, Jack, he's known more for his defense at this point than anything else. Can play all three positions.
He's a defensive player. Yeah.
Can play all three outfield spots, including center field. But
he can't hit.
But he's not – yeah, like he's – well, he's also young too, right? Like, right. So this year he's hitting .226,
yeah,
8 home runs and 292 at-bats.
Yeah.
I mean, this really shows you what they think of Mickey Moniak as well.
Yeah.
I would say.
Unnecessary shout at Mick.
Well, I mean, you know, they do have a young center fielder that was the first overall pick in the draft. They just traded for – they traded their top position prospect. Well, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I think we found out why not Mick today when they traded Brandon Ohapi or whatever to
– Logan, please.
Yeah, Logan Hoppy.
Please be with John and I in this time of need.
Yeah.
Left-handed hitter, throws right, 6'4", 215. I'm not – like, Marsh will be a nice addition. I don't know how you – oh, and then he was blocked by JT being a catcher. I get all that. I would have rather held on to him to try to get a bigger piece, but there you go, Jack.
Yeah, that's wild.
So this isn't a big time trade in your guys' mind. Like, it doesn't change.
I can't.
Oh, that's just one move. We got another move coming. They're giving up
a good prospect.
Yes,
for a
and I like it. I like it. I don't care about prospects.
Yeah.
I like it. I heard a caller call up, try to disrespect John Ritchie because he's a fantastic football expert. You know, try to talk down to him about not knowing the game of baseball. Here, let me just tell you how baseball works, John. No, it's a stinking prospect. Yeah, yes, some of them work out. Most of them don't. How about that? I know that much about baseball. Yeah, it's a prospect. I don't know what he's going to turn out to be. Yeah, if he turns out to be a gold glove center fielder for whomever they just traded him to the Angels, then we could talk about it. But most of the times, I haven't seen the Phillies trade away anybody that we're all regretting that they traded him. And as much as everybody hates JT Realmuto right now, I don't understand why, but they do. Sixto Sanchez has done what?
He's been hurt for almost 2
years. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Spencer Howard has done what?
Oh, he stinks. He's,
yeah, but
he's
these
done.
Are all guys that I heard were untouchable. Agreed. At one point.
They're prospects for a reason.
Yeah, these are all guys that I've heard were untouchable, that you don't make a move for this baseball team. And that's what Andy McFailer was up to. That's what Matt Klentak were doing, holding on to worthless prospects instead of trying to improve the baseball team midway through. And I'll take Dombrowski's approach. Man, it's been 11 years since this team has made the playoffs. I'm tired of hearing every offseason, this is going to be the year we make the playoffs. No, I'm tired of hearing that.
Any move they make that gets them closer to the playoffs this year, in my opinion, is a good
one. Yeah, yeah, I'm all for it.
It seems like you guys don't even think this guy is that good.
Well, I guess I was expecting more of an impact player if they were going to trade their best position prospect, right? Like, I was fine with trading him. He's a catcher. He's blocked. JT's going to be here the next couple of years, so
right.
It's not like he has a place to play. You can't move JT to DH or first base. He doesn't have the bat for it. So I'm okay with them trading him. I guess I'm just surprised because this has been rumored. Marsh has been rumored to the Phillies over the last couple of days. I didn't think you would have to give up one of your top prospects to get this guy, but apparently that's what they've done.
Mm.
There you go. All right. OG Wade.
Yes.
Is on the line. Wants to talk about the Duke. Do you call him the Duke too, Elliot? Or
I think the Duke is a terrible nickname.
You don't like it?
Yeah, no. I do not like it at all.
I'm starting to
I mean, I
starting to rub off on me.
Nah,
a little bit.
I feel like he's cooler than a nickname, the Duke.
See,
But it's
I don't
Sean
even associate.
Wayne.
I don't even associate cool with Jalen. You do though, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think he's definitely cooler than the nickname, the Duke. I think Jalen's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't think he's?
I think he's.
Well,
cool.
I just don't associate. Well, I mean, well, you guys.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. That's not the first thing
what
that
we think cool is, though.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not very cool.
I don't think he's corny, but I'm just saying, I some of this stuff is.
I mean, John Wayne. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's not him. That's more Wayne.
Right. Right.
Right. If Jalen called himself the Duke, then I would have an issue with him.
OG Wade. But then we would know why Wade loves him so much. Came on the Duke t-shirt.
All right, so OG Wade also, Elliot, claims that Jalen Hurts is a better football player than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I've heard this, yeah.
All right, OG Wade, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, Wade?
What up, OG?
OG.
Wade, do you have a reaction to Logan Ohapi being traded by the Phillies or no?
Come on, man. Don't play with me, man. Come on, man. I don't drink no Smith Smart Liquor beer, none of that stuff, man. Come on, man. You know, damn motorcycle helmet, handlebar, mustache. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Uh-oh. Hey, hold on a second. We have more Philly.
I told you.
Jack looks happy.
The Phils are bringing back David Robertson from the Cubs.
Oh, come on.
What?
Is he actually going to throw?
Yeah, he's disgusting this year.
You can't bring him back based on the money he stole here unless he plays for free.
You're getting it back now.
Exactly.
You're getting the investment 3 years later.
Who makes that type of move but Dave Dombrowski?
Winners. That's what we do here. The Phils are making winning moves at the deadline. Go get Carlos Rodon.
I thought you were going to say Shohei Ohtani's coming to Philadelphia, Jack.
Deep breaths.
All right, so
would they trade for this guy, their second best prospect?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, this means Familia's gone. They're going to bring the Familia.
There you go. There you go.
Positive Jack.
Familia and Odubel.
There you go. Good
day.
Moves. Oh, you think Odubel's gone?
Yeah.
Well, because Marsh is a lefty center field option. Oh. The only reason Odubel was here. So you have Vierling.
You have
Vierling
and you have Marsh.
Marshy.
Wow.
So you have
I tell you what, this team is hot right now.
See, Dombrowski's playing chess. You guys are just looking at this differently.
Exactly.
Well,
you guys are a bunch of quitters.
Yeah.
Dombrowski is making the team better for sure,
yes,
and
sir.
He didn't come here to worry about Logan Ohapi or any of these
right.
other prospects.
I don't have time for that.
He'll be gone by the time Logan even
right,
sniffs
exactly.
the field.
Right, like what he did in Boston. He totally decimated their farm system, won a championship, and they got rid of him.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he won,
we'll
he
take
won
that.
Right here.
Will we not take that?
Right here.
Yeah.
Take one playoff
now
win.
Now they traded Ben Brown for David Robertson.
No,
we're just getting rid of the whole
Brown.
Thing.
Who's that guy?
He's the other untouchable player in the thing.
Like, sounds like these prospects ended up being, you know, not even close to untouchable, by
ben
the way.
Brown.
Traded him for utility defensive outfielders and some scrub reliever that already failed here.
Ben Brown.
Seems like the untouchable nickname certainly didn't live up to even close to that.
Ben Brown, Elliot, has number one stuff. He's a potential top of the rotation starter.
Sounds like it. They
right
traded
Jack?
Him for, yeah.
Hold on. He's a 34th round draft pick, Elliot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's
you guys are crying over these prospects or trading them for nobody.
Yeah, we're talking about all the untouchables are being touched right now.
At least Sixto Sanchez or whatever got traded for it.
Pause.
Yeah. I was wording it carefully, trying not to get on the drop board.
All right.
Jack has everybody.
Exactly.
There's a lot of rent-free real estate being in the
in all our heads, yes.
In the NovaCare, too,
So
listen, Robertson this year with the Cubs, 2.23 ERA. He's appeared in 36 games, 40.1 innings pitched, 40 and a third. Had a really good year.
He's nasty.
Man, he's
51
back.
Strikeouts, and I can't wait to see what happens when he comes
wow.
here.
We are back.
Yeah.
Dude, go get Rodon, man.
Are they done, Jack?
I
don't think so.
I got a good feeling about Rodon.
Can't wait till they trade the other untouchable for like a bat off the bench or whatever.
Well, they are giving away their best assets to get Rodon for these players, so that's weird.
Well, who's the GM last week that spoke? What's his name again? Not Dombrowski.
Sam Fold.
Who has the title GM.
Right. Sam
yes.
Fold, yeah.
Yes. Well, he said we'd be excited today.
Yeah.
We'd have stuff to talk about.
There's one more move that would make everyone excited.
Well, can they even get this guy you want now if they're trading all their untouchable
Who,
guys?
Syndergaard?
No.
they're out on
Rodon. Or whatever. Yeah.
But it's weird because they're out on Syndergaard. That's been reported. So there's not really many pitchers left.
So Rodon?
Like, it's Rodon. It's Tyler Mahle, who's apparently heating up with the Twins right now. So that could be happening. It's really just kind of.
So they're improving their bullpen for more bullpen games. Like,
So are these not starters?
No.
These guys aren't starters?
Robertson's a bullpen guy.
Not Robertson. I'm talking about the two you just named.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Eovaldi is a guy that could be out there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, look at moves, man.
And
moves.
The Red Sox.
2 hours till deadline time.
Exactly. And the Red Sox traded their starting catcher, so they don't really – it doesn't really feel like that they think they're competing this year, the Red Sox.
I don't know who any of these guys are.
No.
I just know we're making moves, yeah, man.
That's right. Just make moves to make moves, baby.
It is exciting when you see that your team's traded.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. We got Jack in the booth. He's working today.
He's working.
Well, at least these guys are going to play for the team this year.
Exactly. Yeah, those prospects.
Yeah, we don't have to look up their stats for the next 3 years in Reading.
Last time I saw Spencer Howard, he had the heavy legs.
Yeah, he does have heavy legs.
I bet against Spencer Howard the other night, and he had his best outing as a major leaguer. So.
There you go.
And once again, ruining my life.
FanDuel strikes again. Yep. All right. That's all excitement right. for you.
OG, wait, if you want to hang on, we'll try to get to you on the other side. 215-592-9494.
Is that the hour already?
No, it's always fast.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
It's always fast.
Good time. I mean, you know, the Phillies waited to make a move till I was here to get the true baseball guy here to talk about the
that's
trades.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
They had to wait. They knew the hour with Elliot was when to make the moves.
Yeah. Oh, nobody knows more about Phillies prospects
exactly
than
Elliot. Right. Yeah.
Ben Brown had 105 strikeouts in 73 innings this year for the Jersey
that's
Shore.
The prospect
guy.
The Jersey Shore.
Yeah. It's very disappointing. In the Sally League. Very disappointing. Not a guy I wanted to see traded. I'm not happy about this.
Well, I mean, with a name like Ben Brown, there's no way he's going to be good.
Never.
I was going to say, nothing screams great prospect like the Sally League at Jersey Shore named Ben Brown. Yeah, I'll take my chances. No offense, Ben.
Get out of here, Elliot.
All right.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Right, see you guys next week.
Brandon Graham, what's his excitement level for the season? How's he feeling? What does he think about these prospects being dealt? No, we're not going to talk to him about that. But everything with the Eagles, and then we'll break with any Phillies news if it happens. Breaking news, Booth is in full effect today with Jack Fritz. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second, because if you're balding or you're bald or you're thinning, whatever it is, one person to talk to, Dr. Glatt, because when you're talking about something like hair restoration or you're talking about trying to stop your hair from thinning or falling out, you want to go to the experts, right? Like experience and success matters, and that's what Dr. Glatt has. The most experience in Philadelphia when it comes to hair restoration and the most success that I can tell you personally because I went to Dr. Glatt with my hair issues. So if you're looking for that, you want to see before and after pictures, you want to get more information, drglatt.com, drglatt.com. You can see my before and after pictures. Also, you can call his office. Speak to his hair team. It's 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000. Or drglatt.com. Also, guys, I know that we don't necessarily like to talk about this, but if you're suffering from ED and you've tried a lot of things and maybe you want to try something different, there's a new procedure and there's new technology out there that can help men suffering from ED. So if you're tired of the little blue pill, this works and get you back. Even if you're just looking for a little, right? Like getting in your 40s or your 50s and you feel like you use a little jolt, I'm telling you, this will work for you. Dr. Glatt and his team can help you out with that as well. 610-980-4000 or once again, drglatt.com, drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.